Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
We read that the early believers were first called Christians at Antioch. The term Christian literally means a follower or imitator of Christ. Being a Christian is not simply belonging to a religion which adopts the doctrine of Christ. It is not to be defined by some moral persuasion, political affiliation, or family ties. Rather, to be a Christian is to renounce all reliance, effort, or ground of hope which is not found in Jesus Christ and Him crucified. We often hear this term applied to our nation, yet no nation upon this earth is a Christian nation. A nation could have been founded by men who themselves were Christians, but that term cannot be applied to that nation any more than a man can be born again by the power and will of the flesh. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. We read that there is a name by which the whole family in heaven and earth is named. The verse before this one says, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." The name by which the sons of God are named is the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. He has that name which is above all names. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. We marvel at the revelation of himself to Philip when he said, "Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father?" Yet this was no new revelation, since Isaiah had prophesied the same thing. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Thus John speaks of his coming. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. Christ came into the world to do the will of his Father in redeeming that people which were given to him in an eternal covenant. He has been set upon the holy hill of the Lord as the King and ruler of a kingdom whose government and peace shall be without end. Yes, beloved, he is that one of whom the whole family of God in heaven and earth is named. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Isaiah writes of a day which appeared to him to be a great ways off, but which we now see as a day that has come to pass. "And in that day seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, We will eat our own bread and wear our own apparel. Only let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach." Is this not the desire of every one of those quickened sons of God? Is there given ears to hear the glorious good news of Christ? They want to be married to no other, even if it means being a doorkeeper in the house of God or eating crumbs which fall from his table. "In that day shall the branch of the Lord be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and comely for them that are escaped of Israel. And it shall come to pass that he that is left in Zion, and he that remaineth in Jerusalem, shall be called holy, even every one that is written among the living in Jerusalem. Oh, he has taken away our reproach, and there remains no condemnation for those who are called by his name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. No man can know that name except he be given a mind to receive it. Jesus Christ, the righteous, is the hope of those whom the Lord is pleased to call out of the darkness and into the light. There is no other name by which they desire to be identified. Do you rejoice in his name? Now to the Lord a noble song, awake my soul, awake my tongue. Hosanna to the eternal name, and all his boundless love proclaim. See where it shines in Jesus' face, the brightest image of his grace. God in the person of his Son has all his mightiest works outdone. Grace 'tis a sweet, a charming theme. My thoughts rejoice at Jesus' name. Ye angels dwell upon the sound. Ye heavens reflect it to the ground. Oh, may I live to reach the place where he unveils his lovely face, where all his beauties you behold, and sing his name to hearts of gold.
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.